Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. I know you're going to roll your eyes at this, but one of my New Year's resolutions was to, wait for it, you've guessed it, get fit, eat healthier, lose some weight. Again. And that's not the first time that I've made this resolution again either. There are so many companies quick to help me out with my resolution from early on in the year. They're quick to let me know by billboards, TV ads, magazine covers of how to have a six-pack in 6 days or something else ridiculous like that, though I am tempted to flick to the page to see how it works, and half of me almost thinks that it could work and be the answer to all my problems. If you're not interested in exercising, that's fine. There are very low-calorie diets, but that's only okay if you don't mind feeling really, really hungry and generally lightheaded all day. If you'd rather eat food instead of drink shakes that apparently resemble chocolate or some other type of food that you probably shouldn't be eating if you're serious about dieting anyway, then you need to sweat it out at the gym or on some kind of boot camp to the point where you're ready to pass out. Or there are those mysterious detox diets based on secret ancient herbs and spices that the Colonel doesn't use in his fried chicken. I'm trying to be level-headed as I approach my health goals for 2011, and I'm sure I'm not the only one to have such goals for 2011. There's so much bad food readily available and new studies and research available the next day in the newspapers to make us feel doubly bad about our choices for dinner last night. We need to step away from the daily contradictory studies and look at some bigger principles. If you believe that you are created, then you are ultimately pointing to the fact that you have a creator. We have been created very well. A lot of care and effort went into our creation, and that should be our first general motivator to look after ourselves, because the one who created us used up a lot of effort, care, and love to form us. We were created as beings that are part of a bigger creation designed to support us. You don't see wrapped chocolate bars with refined white sugar and syrups hanging off trees for us to pick and eat. We were designed to eat what was created for us to eat, and that food shouldn't go too far from the tree to your plate, if you know what I mean. If the food we cook and eat doesn't look anything like it was when it came from creation around us, chances are it isn't going to be great for us. As it says in the book of Proverbs, I love this, "Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you sick." I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.